Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Later on today, or maybe tomorrow morning, I got to ask you guys, like, what was the most that you were anticipating doing on your vacation, and it just ended up being like a big old disappointment? You know, like, for me, going to see the Liberty Bell for the very first time, that thing sucked, man.
It's smaller than anticipated.
It's teeny, man. It's like
it's not teeny.
It's like a dinner bell.
It is not a dinner bell. It is not that small.
So I was telling you guys before I left for this safari down in South Africa, and I got so many things to tell you guys. I'm just going to break it up in parts, that this diving with the sharks, cage diving with the sharks, I was super excited about.
I was excited for you.
Sucked.
No way.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe that.
So I was in just outside of Cape Town.
Because they kept you safe.
Yeah, but it's
and you came back with all of your limbs.
I know, I'm like, how bad could it be if you came back alive?
Yeah. This sounds like a pretty damn good time to me.
I guess I was.
Were you in water with sharks?
Somewhat.
What were your comments afterwards? You guys need to be more sharky.
No, it's just that, you know, like when you see it on TV, like on the BBC or whatever, you see this cage that is this big cage that is slowly lowered into the ground, mm-hmm. and you're surrounded on all four sides by sharks, and they're trying to get at you, and you know, they're throwing chum around the cage, and you should be able to see them while you're under the water. That's the experience that I really wanted.
We have to be able to scuba dive to do that, right?
Yes.
Can you?
I was ready for one of those resort courses that I could take in the morning, and then I could do 15 feet and then almost be eaten by sharks later on that day. That wasn't it at all. Okay, so in reality, it's a cage, a rectangular cage that holds about 20 people. So you are shoulder to shoulder with 20 others.
Mm.
And the cage is connected to the side of the boat.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Okay. Right. Half of it is above the water. Half of it is below the water, but you're attached to the boat. You are standing on a bar, right? And you've got your hands above the water waiting for the sharks to come around. And when the sharks come around, they throw the chum in the water, you hear somebody from the boat go, "Okay, now dip your head in the water.
You gotta duck down.
You gotta duck." While you're standing on this bar, you gotta duck down. All right. You try to find the sharks, and it's murky water, and they're kind of grayish whiter, so you can barely even see them anyway. So you duck down under the water totally with your snorkel on. Don't even really need a snorkel.
So you're not diving with sharks. You're snorkeling with sharks.
No, there's no snorkeling. You're standing. There's no swimming element to it whatsoever.
Okay.
You're standing on a bar, lowering yourself when they tell you the sharks are approaching.
Okay.
And then once they're gone, which is about 2 seconds, then you come back up and all 20 of you stand there and you wait for the sharks to come back. And then when one is approaching and they put the chum in the water, they're like, "Back in the water!" You lower yourself back in the water. There's no swimming, no exercise, no danger, no nothing.
Was other people, did they have the same sentiment on the boat back, on the ride back? Was everybody kind of like slightly disappointed?
Or
were you the only one that had higher expectations?
I don't know. I didn't really talk to a bunch of them, but nobody was really saying like, "Oh, hey, I mean, you had a whole bunch of crew. You're not going to go, guy, your trip sucks."
They throw you overboard as chum for the next trip if you say that.
And I might be a little bit more ambitious than others, but it did not work for me.
It sounds like you'd have a better shot at shark spotting at Universal Studios on the Jaws ride.
No, there's plenty of them. I mean, it's actually more fun to watch them from up top on the boat.
Oh, I bet.
Than it is to actually
might
be
as well have. What was the point of the game?
So stupid, man.
Haley, what?
Okay, I mean, I was so excited for Bert to, like, go on this, and he got, like, the Groupon of shark dives. Like, that is who signed you up for that janky adventure? Because there are better ones, I promise.
In South Africa there are? Or
yes, okay, there are. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
You went for the old duck and pee.
That's all it was, bro.
Oh, man.
That's all.
You got to do it again.
All right. Let's get Sandra on here because she has a hunch that her man might be screwing around on her because she couldn't find him on New Year's, right? Where'd the dude go? Hey, Sandra.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, thank you so much. I just may be really paranoid, but for New Year's Eve, I decided to be adventurous and be a good girlfriend. And we went to this party, this house party. My boyfriend is a total homebody and antisocial. And so he wanted to go to his gamer's friend's house. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's dress up a little bit. Let's go out. Let's leave the house for a little bit. And so we get to this house and immediately I felt like something was off. Everybody's wearing like really weird furry cat ears and like this furry tails. And I'm just like in my jeans and sweatshirts. Then my boyfriend's not even standing next to me or introducing me to anyone. And I'm sitting there like trying to make eye contact and awkwardly make conversations with these people. I have no idea. So around midnight, I could tell he was off and I could see like he was like trying to look for people and just not being very talkative with me. So around midnight, he's like, just before he decides to go to the bathroom. And he's like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, all right, like, hurry back. Because I obviously wanted a kiss at the stroke of midnight. And he goes MIA. I was so anxious. And I was standing there with all these weird people. And that he just goes missing. And he doesn't show up again till like a quarter after midnight. And I was so upset. I was like, what happened? Like, you know, you totally missed the ball drop. Everything was wrong. Like, I was so sad. He said he felt too drunk and he was afraid to leave the bathroom because he thought he was going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, there's something wrong here. I don't know. His hair looked disheveled. He didn't seem that drunk and he was talking just fine. So I ended up just taking a car home, a car service, and the next morning he was trying to call and apologize and trying to say that he stayed in the bathroom the whole night. But it was so weird that he missed midnight and I could not tell where he was. And this house party was really weird. I didn't know anybody there. It was all his friends. I just think he... Is it possible he could have been with someone else and tried to, like, sneak it past me? I don't know. This is my woman's intuition is going off. Alarm bells are really going off here.
Well, let me throw this to Kristen because every guy she's ever gone out with has cheated on her.
Not every. My husband has been faithful.
Well, you guys are married, but yeah. And so you know, as far as you know.
As far as I know, yes.
But would this be the actions of one of your exes that would have screwed around on you?
Yeah. I mean, it's sus for sure. Like, they're... The fact, like, everybody knows if you are in a relationship, that midnight kiss is huge. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't miss it. And the fact that you are at a party where he knows everybody and you don't know anybody, he is, I'm not going to say obligated, but the chivalrous thing to do would be to kind of, like, hang with you so you're comfortable at this party and introduce you to people so, you know, you get to know them. Yeah, something is definitely, something doesn't feel right. Something's off.
I disagree. And maybe it's because I'm more naive, but Sandra, what you've told us about your boyfriend is that he's kind of a homebody. He doesn't really like to get out. So if I am going to make a prediction, which I am, I'm going to say that I think he probably maybe got a little overstimulated at this party. I mean, New Year's is so overwhelming. It's one of the most overrated holidays, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And there's sure. everybody's drunk, and it sounds like you were at some kind of weird furry party. So maybe he just got like a little bit too overwhelmed. And maybe by the time midnight came around, he's like, look, I got to take a step back. I got to recharge, and I'm just going to take a minute. And he didn't realize that he was going to miss midnight.
Mm. I think it was a little shady. More so because he didn't want to give you any PDA, or like he didn't just want to seem to be close to you during the party, and then you add on the bathroom thing, something does seem a little off.
All right, Sandra, so when you emailed us, you said you wanted us to do the War of the Roses type deal, so we will do that tonight. We will check back with you tomorrow with results and tell you if the dude is up to anything shady or not, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
The Bird Show.